ביום ראשון שפטרו בהם ונסערבו, המקוויס כמו שהיו, ועתי אומרים כמו שהיו. נא לצדרה. בוזה 20 וזה 20 מים צ'יירים, ובשליש 20 סור מים שובים, וטובו ונסערבו על מתפלוסו צופה מים, וישיקו ונסחברו שלוש טון, זו בוזו. זו בוזו. המקוויס תירים אפילו השואו, שהרי שני הצ'יירים נסערבו יחד, ויש כאן שיום מקווה בו עם סור מים צ'יירים, וכשמסחבר לו אין השוב, שהמים צופן לגביהם, מחמד הטבל, הוכשרו מימו ותבילה, הוא שוב באמצע, מחמד שהשוב מפסיק בין שניים החיציינים. הקשיד, it's blurred in my משניים, what did it say? בין שניים החיציינים?
הקשירים.
אין הקשירים מסער בין זה עם זה. המקוויס כמו שאויו, שהקשירים, קשירים להקביס עליהם, להשלים ממסור קשירים. והשוב עם כושר להקביס עלו, ויאף על פי שמי מהשוב מסרבים כל אחות. ולפסל להקביס עליהם. So here, there is a caution, and the save of the Mishnah. The save of the Mishnah says, that if the שוב is באמצע, if the שוב is באמצע, so then המקוויס כמו שאויו, they do not become possible. But why shouldn't the two mikvois, three people enter all the three mikvois. So the water that is in the middle mikveh is all shov. And as a result of the displacement of water of the middle mikveh, so water is overflown from this mikveh into this mikveh and into this mikveh. So memele. And the displacement might be large enough, Kimulogin too. I mean, it all depends upon the weight of the person. So the displacement of water might be much more than Kimulogin. So Mimele, so why do we say that a tabling will show you? The Rash is that Kash. And Rav Nevadia says the same thing that the Rash says. Vavo Bishimi Mashon, Misal Kolechot, Loim Mifzul Lakviz Alein. די דרך המשוכן יסערבו, ולנופלו מן הכלי לקשירים, דהלוך is that גימולוגים, פסלס, until רוב, only if it's not דרך המשוכן. But if it's דרך המשוכן, so up to רוב, it doesn't pass. If it's רוב, so then even דרך המשוכן passes. But the displacement of the water, no matter how bulky a figure that these people have, so it couldn't be rov. So the displacement could be much more than gimulogin. But the displacement of water that comes in from the shuva mikveh into the other mikvehs comes in through amshochet. That in itself, displacement in itself is amshochet. So mele, since it's a miut, so it doesn't pass. Vavol pishemim ha'ashov misav, v'kolechom v'bislach v'salayim, v'yach amshochet nisav, דרך המשוכן יסערבו ולנופלו מן הכלי לקשירים ומה שיורדו ממנו לכל אחד נסבטו ברוב כאילו שיורדו למקווה. נא לנקס משנה. הסבוק והדליש הויו בהם שליש הלוגים מים ונופלו למקווה לא יפוסלו שלא יאמרו אלו שליש הלוגים שנופלו. Now suppose you have a sponge. You have a sponge. Now, so the sponge absorbs a lot of water. But besides the water that is absorbed inside the sponge, so the moment you handle a sponge, you squeeze out water. But if you don't squeeze it out, you know, very thoroughly, so not all the water is squeezed out. Some water remains absorbed in the sponge. And then let's say about the idli. So in the Dli, so there are two pshotim, the Rosh and the Rash. According to one pshat, according to the Rash pshat, it means, suppose you had a Dli, you had Shlei Shalugi in the Dli, and the Dli, inside the Dli, you just had Shlei Shalugi, not a drop more. But when you dump a Dli that has Shloi Shalugi Mayim into the mikveh, so not every drop of water
will come out from the Bria. I mean, that's impossible. Whenever you pour out water from a kele, there are some drops that remain adhering to the surface of the kele. I mean, it's impossible unless you take a rag and you wipe out everything. But if you don't take a rag and you wipe out everything, so then there will always remain some drops that will adhere to the surface, to the surface of the kele. So the kele, if the kele has, if the kele had, this is how the Rashi explains it. If the kele had just gimel rugin, and then you put the kele in the water, so how much water came into the mikveh? Gimel rugin minus, not exactly gimel rugin. A number of drops, maybe 50 drops of water, remained adhering to the surface of the kele. And that's not inside the mikveh. Even though there is chibur, but we do not say chibur lechumrah. We only say, in other words, we do not say, not that we do not say lechumrah altogether, but in order to pass the mikveh, that we learn already, that if you have a gumon that has gimuluki, that is next to a mikveh, that is next to a mikveh that does not even have memsor, so the mikveh does not become possible, even though there is a connection of the peyach latviach and mikveh shiveres aleihem between the mayim shuvim, the gumo, and the mayim mikveh. Why? Because regarding the psul of gimuluki, in the mikveh, falling into the mikveh, so they must, the gimuluki must actually be communal, miurev with the mayim mikveh. But if they are constructively communal, because of the aloche, of the mikveh shiveres aleihem, so we do not say lechumre that we apply the aloha of the kodesh v'ras ha'meir. So b'meileh, if a kli had gimel rugin, and then you poured out the water into the mikveh, so let's say 50 or 100 drops of water remained adhering to the surface of the kli. So these drops are not in the mikveh yet. True, there is continuity of chibur, but we do not say teviach latviach chibur or imuil mikvoi shiveres aleihem to vis-a-vis the psul of shreish rugin in the mikveh. In order that the rugin should pass the mikveh, they must actually be miurev with the mayim mikveh. So here, how only the major portion of the gimel rugin that was inside the kli is miurev with the mikveh, but not all the gimel rugin. That's why it's possible. Now, then, this is how the Rashi explains it. The Rosh explains it differently. It's a bigger picture, but I don't think that there is a machlokes. It follows the same concept. The Rosh says that here we are dealing with a kli that has a very narrow mouth. And when you dump the kli into the mikveh, so the bulk of water, and the kli has just gimulugin. So the bulk of the gimulugin drips into the mikveh. But since the mouth is narrow, if it's a wide mouth, so all the water will fall out, except for the drops that remain adhering. But if it's a narrow mouth, so then a lot of water will remain in the kli. And even though there is a connection of shiveres aleihem between the water remaining in the kli and the water in the mikveh, but again, we do not apply the aloche of the teviach latviach chibur and the mikveh shiveres aleihem to pass the water in the mikveh, to pass the mikveh. Right. So asvei ve'adri, shohoyu ben shreish lugimayim, v'noflo v'mikveh, לא יפסלו, שלום הוא על השווי של לוגי שלו. אבל דרך שאולי אם הוא לוגי מהי, לא אם הוא דבוק עם בהם. אבל הוא נהיר מהם. כאילו כך, לגוז לו רבונון, ואין זה מתחנו. I think we'll be here, but I ask you to go over in the Hilch as you close the Rosh, you should go over the Chumis Rosh. It's probably from Paulo. I don't know. Anyway, you'll look it up there, so you'll see. So there is a whole cement. there in the Jewish Rosh about the praise, and also I you should go over in the Esther. The Rosh, the witness before is paragraph 3. Meitin shosu zeichlin simi chatu lemakla afu kone afu lezav afu lezove yire v'teve yire rab yud rab yei simi kodoshi mekabutumi maschionle. Now, Pirish Rabbi Nishimshen, you see, in the Peirush, he just mentions four pshot, but here he mentions the different pshot in Rabbi Nishimshen himself. Pirish Rabbi Shimshin Zal, Neitin Shosu Zeichlin, Kein Mikve Shem Mifratz Al Srosse, Umeimo Vietzin Vizeichale, Oso Ritvube, Yechidin Shem Mea Mikve, Ninaru, Vizchil Rotze, Harei Utei Veil, Vimikve Zeichle. And even if the Nekev is higher up, above the level of Memso, Vapilu Yishoyo Vimikve Aboyimso, So I mentioned that there are two pshot. That's the first lashon of the Rosh. And here, so in the Peirush, she just mentions as a pshat in the Mishnah. Here he mentions what is mentioned as the first lashon in the Peirush Rosh. Is here mentioned as a pshat in the Rash. Pshat in the Rash. So this can be interpreted in two ways. Either that according to the first Losh in the Rosh, or the first Peirush in the Rash. So it's when he says, "Vatu Yishoyah b'Mikva Avoyim So, Achash Yitzu Azeichu." So then, it's not good if he stay there in the upper level, but if he stay there in the lower level, so then it's good even according to the first loss. And there's another pshat that when the Rosh says in the first loss that it's not good, so it means that it's not good even if he stay veil in the lower level. And I think that from the Rosh of the Rosh, it's mashma more that way. Because if the Rosh had referenced the case only where he stay veil in the upper level, because the upper level waters are zeichel v'tzias, but if he stay veil in the lower level waters, so then, even according to the first lashon, the tefillah is a good tefillah. So the tefillah is a good tefillah. So the lashon of the Rosh should be, "Va'afilu yishoyah b'mikveh avoyim soach hashenitzu azeichli, mikol mokei, hashtemiu tevil b'mayim elyenim." Why does he say, "Mikol mokim hashtemiu tevil, gam b'mayim elyenim"? Why do they have to mention the dam? So the dam has the connotation that even though the connotation that the Rosh has reference to the case where he's stable in the lower level water. So then your timing is, why shouldn't it be good tefillah? The lower level waters are not zeichel, because even after all the water will have leaked out to the Nekev. So this will remain the lower level waters. So he says no, because of the upper level waters and the lower level waters are mure. So in other words, when one is stable in one corner of the Mikveh, he's considered to be stable in all the waters. So here, when he's stable, in the lower level waters, Alpidin is considered to be tabling. in every water, in the lower level and in the upper level. So it's mashma from the Roshi that gam yetevil, that he is referring to a case where actually he's stable down in the lower level. But al pidin it's considered as if he's stable in the upper level. All right, it's mashma more that way. V'anochi yeisa liforeish, v'mayre shal yishoya b'mikve menso. Now then, the second lashon. But here, the second lashon, are all perushim in drash. V'anochi yeisa liforeish, v'mayre shal yishoya b'mikve menso, im lo shiyiski maschile, v'yahashki yichari peisal rabi yisi, v'yishum yishir reach sham mikve, nase al didom ramikabu tume. Abu Yishoy Mikva Abu Yisoh, they may say, Elk Nil Habis Mayim, when you crab Yossi Audi Tume, Ulhach Perushi Yishoy Mikva, Memso, Likula Memuta Litube, Abkishu Zeichel Mayo, Kimdi Kara Mikva Mizeichel, the Likli Yel Mikva Shoy Yishoy Abu Yisoh, Achashinitza Zeichelin. רבי יסי סובה אדום רב קבו תומי מהסחיל ובין כי לימה הם מאמינים בהסחיל Now I mentioned before that among the אחרים there are two separate shotting in the first lashon of the Rosh. Some say that the first lashon of the Rosh that says that the tefillah is not a good tefillah even though the naked through which the water leaks out is high in the wall, I mean, above the level of Memso. So it's only if he's stable in the upper level waters. But if he's stable in the lower level waters, not. And some say that the water wash in the first lotion has reference to a case where he's stable in the lower level waters. And it seems from the Washington Gam that this chart is right, is the correct chart. That the Rosh, the first Rosh, when he says it's no good, so it's no good even if he's stable in the lower level waters, because Al Pidin it's considered as being tevel in the upper level waters. Now, just as there is a machlekes achrim as to the chart in the first Rosh, there is a machlekes. Not achreim, but resheim between the tashbats, in the Chuvis tashbats, Chuvis Yitzayim, and the Marik, and Chuvis Marik, Simen Kufim Bo, as to the Pshat, as to what case the second motion of the Rosh has relevance. In the second motion, the Rosh says, that if the naked is above the level of the Memso, so he says the second motion, so then it is good. And when is it possible, mitzat zeichlin, if the nekev is below the level of Memso? Now, so the Tashbat says that in the second motion, when he says that if the naked is above the level of Memso, so then it is good. So even, so according to the second version of the Rosh, so even if he stay there in the upper level waters, as long as the naked is above the level of Memso, so that means after all the water will have leaked out, there will still remain Memso. So the second portion says, so the mikveh is not zeichlin, because it has memso that will never be zeichlin, not even 5 years later, will never be zeichlin. Of course, a new nekev might develop within the 5 years, so then it will become zeichlin. But as of the condition of the mikveh, right now, it should never be zeichlin, even 5 years later. Even 5 years later, so Mimele, the Mikveh, so the Tashbat says, so according to the second Rosh, since the mikveh will always have mem soe, after all the water we have been out in the lake, it will still have mem soe, so mele the mikveh is not considered zeche. And since the mikveh is not considered zeche, so it can be taken in double everyone. But then you ask, double of water sal zeche? So again, the same, because of the old mikvehs. So when one is stable in the upper level, it doesn't make any chilik. Where is stable, the upper level or in the lower level? So when he's stable in the upper level, he's stable in the lower level waters too. So maybe it's good. The Marit in Shuvekuf Nivor, he says that the second portion of the Rosh has reference to a case where he's stable in the lower level waters. But he will be taken in the upper level waters where the CSC keeps on leaking out. So then the second Rosh in the Rosh will also agree that the Tefillah is no good. The Tefillah is no good. Now, one is tempted to assume that this machlekes between the Tashbats and the Marik in the second Rosh in the Rosh is contingent upon the Pshat in the first Rosh in the Rosh. In other words, but it's not muchach. There is no connection. Now I think that in the first pshat in the Rosh in the Rosh, the pshat is that the first Rosh in the Rosh says that even though the nekev is in the higher up in the kesa above the level of memsok, so then the tefillah is not a good tefillah. I think according to the first Rosh of the Rosh, even if he's stable in the lower level waters, because of the expression Tevul Gam B'Maymayim, that's Mashma, the Mitzies, he's stable in the Maymatachtein. But Al-Pudin it's considered that he's stable also Gam B'Maymayim. And still we can say that the Pshat in the second Roshim is like the Tashbat, not like the Marit. Because that's the nafkimina between the first Loshin and the second Loshin. So according to the first Loshin, even if the nekev is in the local level of Memsor, so it's considered zeichli, and it's not good, even if it's stable in the lower, in the mayim atachdeinim, the lower level waters. And according to the second Loshin, if the nekev is above the level of Memsor, so then it would feel even if we stay there in the Mayim Aliyim. I mean, there is no connection. All right. But as far as the second motion of the Rosh is concerned, so there is no indication in the text of the second motion whether the Rosh means like the Tashbat in Tshuva Yuzayin or like the Marik in Tshuva Kufnumo. So he says, the Lord pleads yellow in the mikvah, so you shall be able to saw a hashi tazir. Rabbi Yisi saw what the Lord came to him, he must kill him. They told him, I'm meeting the Atschile. Keep this to the Zuki, Rabbi Sasha Mikve, he tied it down to the Bore. No, so you'll be rag, we are the rock, you have a mind of Homer's posse. And for a time, if you change his rock, you never come to my new toy, have yours now the target. Rabbi Yisi saw what you're with Mako Kone, but feel like killing me, the Kings of the Zoba said, Yan Rekel, Lake Vaschile. ואיפה של רבי יהודה מיידה באים במסך הספורי, נשען אוכש המקווה כושר, ועל דידו בושו מקבו תומה ובמי אשר יפוסל, ורואי שיח עוד מנעם חברו מאחרני, וכוס המקווה משנה זו, שמי זדקי אחד מקווה אסלאם מקווה, והמאי מנעת מדרך הנקב, יוצא מקווה עשה שמירן, ונתחוד זה יכוין, ופוסל, ולישנה מנעית משוסר זיך, הוא לא ישתמה כפירו של רבי שמשן זר. So he mentioned two פשוט עם רבי שמשן, and then he rejects them both. Now, what he says here, וירואי שיח עוד מן המחב ומאחרני, וכוס אב מתכניש נזו, שהניס דקח עוד מקייס בי המקווה, והמאי מנעת עם דרך הנגב, Yotzam Tiras is Beirem, Mikro Zeichu. So it's Mashma, that the Rosh now, one would be tempted to assume that the whole shaila is whether the mikvah is considered zeichlin if the nekev is above the level of mensov. But if the nekev is below the level of mensov, then it goes without saying that it's zeichlin. Because then in such a case, it is mame zeichlin. And if all the water will leak out in due course, will have leaked out, so then there won't be mensov. So then, I mean, one could be tempted to assume that in the case where the nekev, to which it keeps some leaking out, the water is below the level of Memsor, then it's certainly possible. But from the Rosh, it's not much like that. Because the Rosh says, V'roisi, echot min amchabri ma'achreini, because of mitich mishnezu, shiniz lak echot mitich la'amikve, v'amai minat in derech hanekev. And he doesn't say, V'roisi, echot min amchabri ma'achreini, because of mitich mishnezu, shiniz lak echot mitich la'amikve, Limailo, Mimemso, Vamai Minatinger Hanekev Yotzim Tirazeviren. He says, she needs that Yachit Islamic, Vamai Minatinger Hanekev Yotzim Tirazeviren. So it's mashma that this is a big chidesh that the Echad Me'achabrim says. And he doesn't agree with the Echad Me'achabrim. Because why did the Echad Me'achabrim establish this proposition? Because of this Mishnah. But if we give another pshat in the Mishnah, then in this Mishnah it's not implicit this Mishnah. So it's mashma from the Rosh that it's not such a double pursuit that where the Nekev is low, below the level of Memsor, so then it is certainly Zeichel. That's not a double pursuit either. If we explain the Mishnah like the Rosh, then this is Mukha. So, if we explain like the Rash, then then it's Muchach from the Mishneh, that where there is a Nekev in the case of the Mikveh, and it keeps on leaking out, so it becomes Echel. Then it's Muchach. So, either it's Muchach from the Mishneh, that is Echel in even if the Nekev is above the level of Memsor, or the Chol HaPoches, it's Muchach that where the Nekev is below the level. But if we give another pshat in the Mishneh, let's say like the Shita of the Rambam, so then like the pshat of the Rambam, so then even this aloha, that where the Nekev is below the level of Memsor, is not Muchach. And if it's not Muchach, Meichateis. So we see from the Rosh that he mentions this being even in the case where the level is below the level of Memsor, as a big chidesh, which is deduced from this Mishnah, but that depends how we explain the Mishnah. So now he comes and says, no, true, what Echad Min HaMechaberim says, that L'chol HaPoches is the level, if the Nekev is below the level of Memsor. So it's Echlin, that is Muchach, according to the Pshat of the Rash. But it's not Mashma from the Rosh HaMishneh, that the Pshat of the Rash is the right Pshat. He said, "The Mishnah makes me show the zechul in mishtamik in pirush Rambam in Zal. Kilrosa zechul in alamatz b'nifrat zamikva al svasim. Gam in maschilin beikosh lefoshim in zaschilin. V'yei time in Rabbi Yisrael in mishtamiklal, because then Rabbi Yisrael according to the Rash Pshat, so Rabbi Yisrael is saying that even using the dover amikabel tume as a neya." Comes with the Daloch of Avoya, Aviyosi Alvitume. And that's not Mistaber. Daloch of Aviyosi Alvitume applies to a case where the Dover of Kabutume is used as a medium of transmission, not as a black, not as a Menea. So Menele, since the Pshat in the Mishnah is not the way the Rash explains it, so Menele, the whole thing has no Mokia. And if the whole thing is there's no Mokia, so in Meile, it's not Zeichlin. But the question is, why? Why shouldn't it be Zeichlin? So from the Roshan of the Rosh in the Jewess, and also in the Sefer HaEshkel, it's Mashma that they hold. And of course, I mean, when we look through the Jewess Rosh, so we see that he's saying the same thing here too. That Alibi the Emes, so Zeichlin is only shayach when all the waters are zecher, like the mayim mimayim. So you see, I mean that water intrinsically, so are flowing with vigor. That's called zecher. But when you have a nekev in the keser, and even if the nekev is below the level of nemsol, so it's not that the waters themselves have a tendency to flow with the vigor. It goes out because there is an opening. So naturally, if you'll have a nekev in a glass, so the water will leak out from the glass too. Not because the waters have the tendency to flow. That's not it. Zeichlin is only when the waters inherently tend to flow, like Meimayim. But when the water flows because there is an ekev, that's not Zeichlin. That's the shite of the Rosh, his own shite of the Rosh. Now we'll soon see. Now, the Tzemach Tzedek says that even the other Rishayim, let's say like the Rash, that Zecher Mishayach, even when the waters inherently don't tend to flow, but they start leaking out as a result of the Nekev in the Keser, but that kind of Zecher, even according to these Rishayim, is only the Rabbanon. When does the psul of Zeichlin apply in the Raise? That is, if the waters inherently tend to flow, like Mimayim, when there is a certain force that impels the water, that impels the water to flow, I mean, that is really the reason as to why the Torah calls flowing waters of Mimayim, Mayim Chayim. What's the analogy with the living things? Living, I mean, it has no life. I mean, the Mayim do not have any life. The answer is just as living things, I mentioned last time, just as living things, so they are able to move from within, not because they are pushed from without. So the flowing waters in the Mayon also, it's not that because there is an ekev, some melee, they flow. So the Tzemach Tzedek says that according to all Rishayim, in order to be possible to involve the psul of Zeichlin in the Raise, that is only if the waters as a whole tend to be Zeichlin. But if it leaks out, it moves because of an ekev, then even according to the Rash, it's only mirabah. All right, now let's see. Oh. Wei time der Rabbi Yisrael ist aber klar, wir dummer ihm sich gesprochen, damit wir kosher mir jetzt wollen wir Tommy, wo ich nach mich hier perkin mit Kroi bis am Himmel bin Khadles, und wir sehen immer Madvil mit sich der Kehle mit dem Ben, wir kennen sich alle gut wohl, Pirus Khadles und am Mai Gerding, mit all ihr Schlha, bis am Sabbat nicht mit am sich und Katap das aber Khibo, und bis Saus und bis Sil Sabbat wo ja Khibo, wir haben Tag im sich wie, aber geschworen bei Kehle wo ja sich wie. So, it's a mission to forget his meaning. That means the Bisil is made it, that he can use the Kelim as a Meneya. So we see that that doesn't come within the Aloha of Avyoson, Al-Yidei Tumi. V'im yesh v'ashberem mem so madbirim behem. Avu Kelim shigota behem, lo yud buru, lifish lo yigia b'mayim al mitzadecho. Al medin vatlan aschil al de Kelim tmei, v'it ha, so in other words, that's contrary to the Pshat of the Rash. V'it ha, gida b'chelim, so how does the Rash, so the Rash and the Rav got to know, they are forced to explain the Mishnah who made him, not that they are made there that he can be used, that the Bisil is made it to Bishamai, that the Kelim can be used as a Meneya, but made him that Bishamai is made it to Bisilel, that the Kelim that is used as a Meneya, so does not become Torah. אבל כן שבן הוטווה שלא הגיעו עם מים צדחות, אבל בבת להסכיר לכם תמאים, ולהגיד לכם אם יאפשר להודי כל כך הכלי, זה לזה, שלא ירצו קצת מהמים שביניהם. כאילו יזכה במי ישנה שצורך אותי חמסית, he said, if a mikveh becomes zechel, as a result that from this losh, it's also mashma, that even if the neket is below the level of memso, it's still kosher, it's not zechel. Zechel means like mimayo, where the water as a whole, in their entirety, tend to flow. Not because drops of water leak out because there is a neket. V'oraye, the Mishnah says that he can set up kelim as a mineya, but most of the time when you set up kelim as an obstruction, so between one kelim and another there are cracks, unless you use plaster, you plaster it up. I mean, the Mishnah doesn't say that you have to use plaster and plaster it up, so that means you just put one kelim next to the other. Now if you put one kelim next to the other, naturally there are cracks, and water keeps on leaking out of these cracks. And in due course, let's say in a long time, so much will leak out through these cracks that even memso not remain. So why is it kosher? The answer is, that's not called zeichel. Just because drops of water keep on leaking out as on account of a crack, on account of a neck, that's not zeichel. Zeichel means when the water in their entirety tend to move like me mayim. Wie ihr schon wurde kok kach aktuell zum selben sehr richtig fest in der manchen nehmen. Für uns gab mich es so sich am Sud. Wir gibt es gerne, wir kommen immer mal in der sich nach mit der sich. Mach mich soll mal elo du mir die mayon. She cool is sich. What is the definition of Zeichel? In the water, in its entirety is Zeichel. Here you cannot say that the water in the mikveh in its entirety is Zeichel. Drops keep on leaking out because of the crack, because of the neck. V'chein b'shamayi b'sir o'nech v'kol b'chardores, she'imayim anibor midali sh'lar v'chisim b'nisefte, ואיזהו חרטלס מקשור אבויים או כמדרום, נפרוס ועצין אצל אבויים, סור מדביל ומד, דבר ומדביל ומדביל ובשמי. So let's say חרטלס של קשומים, when it goes down this land, so there the water in their entirety, are זכר, not just drops of water leak out, but the whole water in its entirety is זכר. ובסיר לאמרי, אם אדביר מאצ'י מפולג יוגוגו, אבל סום משהו דיוגי שלופון הפוגו אבו ימסור, אבל כך שחרד לשוקשון מברס תרח יסיוגו, שניחדו שדה יכול להיות מסדה אחר, מדביר ומדי, דיני טרימפסירי, דיני טרימפסירי, מלעתיו בן דרס חלוסון, תמינורי שרובו עליהם מקשומי, וכן שני ופר שלישי נקרו יסביר שום עלי מים שומי, ואב נכנס לו יצא מנו אלו מפסווי, עד שישרה של ישר מראשים הגימולוגי, ואמר יקטון אחד לשוקשומי, דילו המים נאיבים, So I mean, like the Rash also says that he doesn't have reference to Imayim. Dila Imayim Nevim Kibid Hushek Abir La'amo Miyad Niter. So it affects Ashok Imashu even if it's less than Memson. Umashma Amitich Amish Nelach Ashi Yisrashim Shal Yimisha Biber Gimulu Ginafo Pisha Amo Adayin Nechtes Tlevi Yitzimenu Kosha. Viniru Reporesh. So in other words, so he refutes the Pshat of the Rash. And Viniru Reporesh, Neitvin Shos Azecho Inkelima Neitvin Shenikvul Imlo Kemecho. So that's like the third lotion in the Pirushos. V'yishchil on l'ilichon isir guma achas, l'as is mikve simech ha'fumak v'afukone, v'im pshut ikleins, v'od ikomar, afilu mishu nitnam v'fereg vok tipore, v'os yodim ragu ya l'irokish na v'amayim chopi es psulim, al ikone v'ala geisim kshirim z'akor kolo shim kabutume posu, kolo shim kabutume kosher, v'ikomar ola ploim boi al ikone v'ala geisim yivu ya kabutume klal, v'afumak v'ikone, שימו סולם ביסקיבו, מקבלותום מסחילם בי, ואפילו זו וזו וסימכן המקו והקונה, לא יפוס לעשות. אלא היכד אין עושים יודע, רק בי ומאי מיבן דר הגופי. אבל אם סימך, המקו והקונה, שהמאי מיבן דרך עליהם, אין ביקח כלום. So you see how the Rosh explains. Here, בפרש. So only the rebuke is made so vaplu zob, he zob esim cha makel vakone loipas lasom. Only if the zob only dissolve, so they support the Makel Nekonim. But the medium is the Makel Nekonim. And except the Zobnezove are my medium. El Heichen Nosn Yodi Ragmila, my medium, they are goofing. Aber im Seme Hamakel Vakone Shamay Mimim, they are Halayim Mikachlum. Even though it doesn't, it's not set up by itself. And the person is just used as a mind. Mit der Havel konne weil er geht im schon sehen schon mal bei mein Weile für die sie kommen allein bei ihr sagen so weil auf Toya wir kriegen die Backe bulle tun wir du ist mehr beim Marke so it's also much from the Roche only if the Backe bulle tun wir support it but if the Marke is set up by itself even the contribute it so weit weil ihr alle konne weil er geht in meine schon das schon der im war mein wir würde schon mein per se ein lipsel mikwische mein auf jetzt mal holt what does it mean. Even if the Nekef is below the level of Memso, when is it Zeichlin, like Mimayon, when the water is in their entirety as Zeichel, or in Chadla Shal Shomim, so for so it is flows in this land, so then all the water is Zeichel, and if someone is stable there as Cheloso, so it's not a good feeling. But if there is just the Nekef, even the Nekef is below the level of Memso, so it's not possible. Rois la Rambam, so that's the third pshat. Rois la Rambam pis zal pirush, no im kubu mishne zeh, as if I am noves, va yedim am mishma yonis. Yesh lundi mayon chol dovo, va neitim pirush mayon shal ho, umei u zeh tipo tipo le matu shibu le ho, avo pish yedim tipo si yedim rutsu, tekim zu achazu, kim shen zeh chol yedim behev, si kishon di mikve, bo yabu im so, ve mitarim bischilo, psu lizom mitzor kaj mechatos. Ve yid rep tzodik, shi vio bazik la neitim, shi chos lundi mayon. Nein, die Chose sehen, wenn man schon hier so lasse ist und sehen, wenn sie mich ab und machen, auf und konnte ich in Kehle. Die Schiehe da mein, der Acha Marke, war konnte du jetzt sehen. Wo sie hat Bilo bei Apu, so wie so wie mein Heim in du. War gab so wie so wie, war gab so wie, noch gab so. So wie, die so wie bei meinem Heim. Wo ich nicht mit Rabbi Judith, la blut und mit Tare, wo waren Machschirin, ey, wo ab, wie nicht so wie hätte. War klar, so wie sie her, wo hat sie die Bild, die Welle, wie mit der Rest dabei, wo. I'm sorry, that I have to give such a short here. But, I would like to ask you, I mean, that you should go over yourself. I mean, B'chol HaPoches, with the Rav Batanore, up to the end of Periklo. B'chol HaPoches, with the Rav Batanore, up to the end of Periklo. Now let's go over the Rash, and the Rosh, and these missions. Quote Mishnah, the Rash. Chir in Moshe Chir. Meoro, Haim in Mikve. And the Chombo Kish is only in Mikve, Darke, and he's also came in Veil, or he came in Siach, or he came in Moro. And the Chombo Kim is a Razu, Paul Maskil, Moshe Veil, Paul Maskil, Moshe Moro. We did Mashnu in Kam, the Moro, Neyag, and the Chombo Kish. So the Aloch is if there is a ukasamoro, is a cavity, so if it's nikuvo kishveres aneid, so it's madbilimbo, because then the mayim in the uko become yuret with the mayim in the moro. But, so Rabbi Yehuda says, emisayid in man shiha memedes atzmo, avu memedes atzmo, if it's incapable of maintaining its own identity, so then, even with the culture, it becomes mirror. Come on. Shema. Now, Kemoshi, Afa Pishen and the Kumish Verasani. Ukasamoro Hanishuike Shebisela Shemir. Did not live before Kavid in Bisela Samik. The Utsu, Iraq, Misheshis Mibrashis. Only Shekovim, we save Hokik. We made the Lafkui, we call Mokim in Akshav and Mikro, we took a Seche. Elikim, no Kapkish Verasani. וחבר מימו, למי המקווה שישבע בו עם סוף, ומי הוא למחוק כאילו לפסוף קובי, דקלוי הוא, אף על פי שמחובר למקווה, אם תאים לו דיסייכי, כפרי של פרקן ליל. Now, the rush raised the question, why not? Even if it's a Kaleb, but if it's a Kaleb, but it's a Kaleb, so it's considered as if he stay veil in the Mikveh, in the Yam. So the rush said it's a special Gzeir,
In other words, that if it is installed, so according to the Ran, according to the Rash, if it is installed, it's more chomor than if it is not installed. If it is not installed, and if you put a kele, beside the mikveh, and there is a shiferes aneit connection, so then you can be table in that kele. That's in the table mikveh, shebiyam. But if you install it, then it's more chomor. Why is it more chomor? Because of Xeire. Maybe sometimes they will, in the mitzvah hamayon, there will not be shveres aneit. So in other words, so it's more chomor when it is installed than when it is not installed. Shimameres es atzmo, shimameres mayim v'atzmo, v'imei amikve boi nachom. אבל אם המרס מים לעצמו של אילום, כשיש במקווה אבו ימסור, מסערבים בממיו, חשוב בו כמקווה, ומדבילים בו בכל שום, אבל פי שמנגד, כשבר הזנאי. So you see, the פשט of the Rash is not the same as the פשט of the Rav. The Rav says, so he says, what does it mean? In other words, that when you are table something in that uko, so it collapses. But the Rash doesn't say that it collapses. Shemamedes es atzmo, shemamedes mayim latzmo, vein amei amikve boi nacho. Avolim imamedes mayim latzmo, shaleilom kishayesh bimikve aboim so, misalvim bimimeo, חשובו כמקווה ומדבילים בו בכל שהוא, אף על פי שמנקש ורסנאים. So, what does it mean? אם המדס מים לעצמו, אם המדס מים לעצמו doesn't mean, as the Rav says, that, in other words, that when you table something in it, then it collapses. It means it cannot hold its own water. It becomes muir. So, במילא, even without a connection, שברסנאים, it's considered muir. So there's a difference between the Rav's pshat and the Rash pshat. According to the Rav, when is it considered not to have its own identity only if it's a result of being table something in the uko, so it collapses. But according to the Rash, even if it doesn't collapse as a result of being table something, but as long as it cannot keep its own water, that its water becomes mure b'mtzias with the water of the mikveh, so maybe it's considered to come in as a sand.
Does that mean it can't hold any water by itself? If you pour water into it, it would...
Not that it cannot hold at all. In other words, it's part of its water will not stay there. So maybe it doesn't have any identity of its own, so even without the connection kishver asanei, So it's considered a miurev with the meyamik.
Does that mean like if you pour water, it would all fall out eventually, except for the fact being filled up by the mikvah?
When you pour water into that uko, so that water of the uko will become miurev b'mtzias with the water of the mikvah.
Say the mikvah was empty, then what would happen if you pour water on the uko? Would it all pour out and the it would become empty while it's filled up the mikvah? Is that what the Rosh is saying?
Well, I mean, I don't know. The criterion is probably whether it will keep its own water while the... So what's the aloha? The aloha is like this. If you take keli and put small keli and you put it in a klichitzeni, in a big keli, so if the klichitzeni itself requires tefillah and you are table the klichitzeni, so then mige disalkalit tefillah lidli salkalit name tefillah lemashe b'seich. So even if the mouth of the kli is less than shveras hanefesh, but if the kli chitzeni does not require tefillah, you're not tevil the kli chitzeni, and you just are interested in being tevil, you only have to be tevil the kelim hapnimiyim, let's say the machdiris in areas that you put into the dli, so then, and you immerse the dli that has a number of small kelim in it into the mikveh, so then it's only, the tefillah is only eile if the mouth of the dli is kishveras hanefesh. So then we have to resort to the halacha of fear of mikvois. Now the rash. הרי הוא תארים דמדבילים כלי בשך כלי שיש בפיו כששפר הסנאי כדאיסה ברישכם בקדש ולחשינו לחציצי וינת חי שיש לחציצי. In other words, because according to Oman Domar, according to Rabile, you should go over that Gemara in Chagigah. Now the Mishnah says in Chagigah, Tavchov Amud Beis, Chima Bakedesh Mitrumo, Shemadbilim Kelim Bisech Kelim Mitrumo, Avolim Kedesh. So it's a special Chumre by Kedesh, like Abi Kochi, that you cannot be Teveil, one Kelim Bisech another Kelim. You cannot be Teveil. So why? That's only by Kedesh we have that Chumre. But by Trumo, not. And Chum certainly not. So why by Kiddush is there such a chumre mit der Rabbanon? So there is a machlekes between the Gemara Daf Chof Aleph, there is a machlekes between Rebile and Rove. Rebile says, "Bekiddush my time lay, Omer Rebile mipnei shekvedi shel kli chaitzitz." In other words, if you put one kele, let's say, in the other kele, so sometimes the ida kele might press very tightly against the ground of the kli achitzi, then it will be achitzi. In other words, if it will press, I mean, not always, but sometimes when you put an inner kele into a kli chitzeni, so it presses very tightly on the ground of the kli achitzi, to such an extent, so tightly, that water will not be able even to go in between the ground of the kli apnimi and the ground of the kli achitzi. Of course, if you just put small kelim, let's say machdim in areas, then it will not press tightly. But according to Rabile, so there is a special drabonon, because ligabi kedesh, that even if we know that it doesn't press tightly, heavily, against the ground of the kli achitzi, so the gabi kedesh it's not there because of example. So the Gemara has a kasha. So by truma too, if it presses very heavily, so the Gemara says gabi truma, so we are not cheshish that you'll be tevil while it presses very heavily. The gabi kedesh we are cheshish. So that means if it mamish presses very heavily against the ground of the kli achitzein, then it's achitzei ligabe everything. But ligabe kedesh, so there is a special takones chachomim that even if we see that it doesn't press heavily, let's say sometimes, you know, because of the water, so the inner kele is even lifted, you know, above the ground of the kli achitzein. So it's also the tefillah is not tefillah. Midrabon. So that's according to Rabbi. And then, Rove says, no, the Tam is why by Kedesh, you cannot be tefillah kele, b'sich kele, is because gzeire is a special gzeire. Gzeire shalo yadbil machtim v'tzineires, b'chli she'im b'fifki shishveres. Because Suppose he'll be madvi, machti mitzineres, ilikele, that has a very narrow mouth, a narrow opening on top, so then the tefillah will not be kedin. So because of that, likabi kedesh, there is a special takones chachomim, that even if the mouth is very wide, so still tefillah is not ilikish. All right. This is the Gemara. We should go over that Gemara, I mean, that begins with the Mishnah, Chima Bakedesh in Bitrumo, and it continues into Chobbei Zomedal. Now, the Madbilin, Kli Bisech Kli Sheyed Vipiv Yishver Asanei, Kivis Kodesh Chima Bakedesh, Vilo Yichashinu Lichtzitzi. In other words, according to Rabile, when Abu Yichashish Lichtzitzi, that is only Ligabi Kedesh, but Ligabi Chum, and even Ligabi Chum or not. V'hotso ma'ise b'ra'ise kei mishnezu. Diktone, keilim shemilon keilim v'idvilon harelu teirim v'im lo'i toval. So in other words, if the kliachitz requires tefillah itself, so then without the mouth being geshverasaneit, it's all right. Vim loy tabal, but if the kliachitzin doesn't require any tefillah of its own, in a mayim urovin achim urovin kishveres aneit, umforesh, may koma hoh koma, vim loy tzorich lahadbil b'mayim urovin, keloima, ei madbilim b'mayim urovin, ki ahit itnan, in other words, if it's not a veil, so then, it is, the tefillah is not elik. Ahid it nam bepirkin b'ril, chitzin or nitzin b'parzat chameir, hamirovin libiko achi mirovin kishveres aneit. Right. Now, Mishne Gimel. Shleisha mikvois, bozeh hofso, mayim shuv, vashov me'atzad. Yod shleisha mitovlo. So if you have shleisha mikvoyes, bozeh chofso, mayim shuvim, vashov min atzad, and the shov is here. Yod shleisha mitovlo behen, v'nisavu, so there is a displacement of water as a result of each person entering in the mikveh, so memele there is ashoki. So hamikvoi is tearing because these two mikvois become united into one mikveh. So together it's memso, and so this united mikveh of the two combined mikveh are mashik, are in contact. With this mikveh, so memele, this mikveh also becomes united to the combined mikveh of these two. So memele, the din shov is broken from this mikveh. Hamikvoh is tehirim v'atirim tehirim. Ho yashov be'emtza. Suppose the shov is the middle one. V'yodu shleisha mitavlu be'en v'nisavu. Hamikvoh is kmo yishohoyim. V'atirim leis. Now, the Rav points out, the question is, in the safe of the Mishnah, why do we say that HaMikvoy is HaMishohoyu, but as a result of the three people, the three individuals entering the three Mikvoys, so there was an overflow, a displacement of water, some melee, and there could have been in all probability, the displacement, and we are not dealing with individuals who are midgets, so in other words, so the displacement is quite substantial. So memele, it's gimlugin. So memele, there was the overflow of water from the middle mikveh that he showed into this mikveh. So each mikveh, in all probability, acquired gimelugim, So the melee, this should become possible. So he says, "Vafal pisha meme ashov misav mitalechot v'mifsel el hakris aleihem v'derech hamshochen misav v'loynoplu min aklili chil." Because how does the Gimel look in from the mikveh shov, from the mikveh shov, come into the other mikveis for a displacement? Displacement that in itself is amshoch. It's like shuvim come dripping in from the ground. So memele he doesn't pass as long as the rov is not shuv. This the Rash says it. Bozechov so amikvoyis teirin, afila ashov, sharish neyak sheirin misal viyachar, v'yesh mima boim so maim sheirin. So that's the Rash of the Mishnah, where the shov is not sad. So memele, these two become combined into one mikveh. And then this united mikveh, combined mikveh, unites, joins the show of mikveh. So memele, the show also becomes kosher. Uch mischaber ha-show lehem shamayim tzov, mkabim machmatatim uch show meimu itvile. Vafilu mischaber em tzoi li show, keidem shi mischaber li kosher, lo yahave ki gimolu gimayim shuvi, shepeit les ha-mikveh. Chosa, because that we learned that mikveh shov bitzad. We learned that in Perik Beis Mishneh. There Rav Shimon says it, but Rav Shimon applies it even to the case of three gumes. So according to the Nekames, we explained at that time, since water, you know, overflows is sofo al gabe all the gumes. So memele, it's considered like actual commingling. But everybody agrees that where there is no actual commingling between the shuvim and the non-shuvim, so then just there is legal commingling. Because Erev Mikvoyesh Kishveres Aneid, so that's all right, Likule. But we do not apply the halacha of Erev Mikvoyesh Kishveres Aneid lichumre to pass the mikveh on the basis of shuv. Only if there is actual commingling. So mele, so the Rash says, even if the shuv join was the first one, the shuv was the first one to join, let's say with this mikveh, so it doesn't pass because it's only there was no actual commingling. So only Alpidin it's mechuber. But we don't apply this din of chibur to pasle it with a show of Gimulu. Alright. We have Vafim nisraber emtsoi lishov, kenish nisraber lekosher lehavik egimulu gimayim shuv mishabir zamikveh, chosea. Dochen nisraber lekosher, kenim shebo ashuvim liseiche. Kenim shebo ashuvim liseiche, vei dafim ushov beemtsai lenifso likach. Kediktone, what does it mean? Because it's the chamshoch. So memele, it's not possible. So it means, even if it will be, he says, the hochen is chaber likosher, kedem shebo hashuvim liseichei. Kedem shebo hashuvim liseichei. So he says, veidaf lishov b'emtzai nifsu. And even if the shuvim, even if all the gimulugim would come in first, it still wouldn't become possible. Because, as it is muchach from the seife, that this is a din of coming in through Amshah. כמוי שוי, כלימה, שהקשירים קשירים להקביס עליהם, להשלים הבויים סו, מים קשירים, והשוב וניקו של ההקביס עולו. ואף על פי שמימה שוב מסר, ומכל אחד ואחד. זה זה סיים קשה, זה דרד נדת נורסקס. So גימולוגים, the overflow water, the displacement water, is גימולוגים, so it should become possible כבר הוא פי שמי השום יסעבו כל אחד ואחד למיסו להקפיס עליהם, דרך המשור אחר יסעבו, ולנופלו מן הכלי לקשיירים, ומה שניסעב מנו כל אחד, נסבטל ברעיף כאילו שירדו למיקווה. Why does he mention that? That he mentioned in order to conform to the Tanya of the Mishnah in Perek Dalet. The Rash himself doesn't pass like the Tanya of the Mishnah, because he mentions the Braise of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov in Gmure, and the Braise in Tisefte, so that say that even if it is not Nisarif Kiddush Ebol Nikve, so it's still kosher, as long Derech Hamshochet. But the Tanya of the Mishnah in Perek Dalet, he holds the Tanya, he says, Ey Misai, Perek Dalet Mishnah Dalet. Ey Misai Bizman, She Misar Natur Yagir Mikve. Hoyu Migalchim, Misich HaMayim, Yodu Ashenof, Misich HaPoyim, So Mayim Shirim, Atchali Yodu, Misich HaShlish Nugi Mayim Shuvi, Misvosher, Vim Lav is possible. So the Tanya, according to the Rash, the Tanya of this Mishnah holds that when is Amshoche Kosher, I'm shochet kosher only if it becomes nisarif b'chotzer kedim shebo lemikve. But if it's not nisarif b'chotzer b'rov kedim shebo lemikve, so then it's not kosher I'm shochet. So, but Reb Lezer, the price of Tmure says the contrary, and we pass like the price in Tmure, like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, the price in Tmure. But the Tanya of the Mishnah holds that Amshoche is only kosher, Birbiev Amshoche is kosher only if it was Nisari Bechotzer Kidim Shabon Mikve. So in order to conform to the Tanya of the Mishnah in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, he says, Umashe Nisari Bimenu im Kolechot Nisbatil Bereif Kidim Shiodl Mikve. Al Ibnem is the way we pass, it's not even important whether it's Nisbatil Bereif Kidim Shiodl Mikve or not. But in order that it should conform to the Tanya of the Mishnah, he says, even according to the Tanya of the Mishnah, שני מקווי של עשרים, עשרים סור, אחד שאו ואחד קושע, יודו שניים בי סיכום, ותוקו בהם, אף לאדומים ביום בינום, אוי ליבונים ודימום. המקווי יש כמו שאויו, ועתי עבלים כמו שאויו, פירש בי סיכום. דימח מה שיודע, אתם בליסי חונו, המים, וצופו גבי, אפילו אדומים המים על קושע, וילבינו המים של שאוף, שאוי ליבונים. המקווי יש כמו שאויו, שהקושי הקושי על האקוויסות, אבל פי שניסב מים שובים, תכבו נסבט לו ברבע הקשירים, קדם שבו לסיח המקווי ברש מסליס. So he says all that in order that it should conform to the Tanya of the Mishnah. But Alibi Dilchas, it's not even important. Now, Mishnah Dalet. So that was the last Mishnah that we learned last time. Hasfug ועד לי שאויו בן שלי שלו גמיים, ונופלו למקווי לא יפסלו, So I mentioned at that time that there are two pshotim. I mean, not that there is any machlekes in the din, just two pshotim. So according to the Rash, so the reason is why it's not possible, because the water that mamish fell into the mikveh, so does not have shloi shalugim. But it is shlei shalugim together with the drops of water that adhere to the dli. So those drops that still adhere to the dli, even though they are mechuber to the rest of the mikveh, but again, we don't apply the halacha of iruv mikvois, chibur mikvois, so to pasul it on the basis of shuvim. In order to be pasul on the basis of shuvim, there must be an actual commingling. So an actual commingling of gimulugim. Now, here we have gimulugim together with the drops that adhere to the dli. But the drops that adhere to the dli are not actually commingled with the meyamikve. So it doesn't become possible. It doesn't become possible. So, Oh, the Rosh says, not in the Machlekes. The Rosh says that the Mishnah is reference to the case where there is in the Dli, the Rishleish Alugin. But the mouth is very, very narrow, the mouth of the Dli. So Mimele, when you pour it into the mikveh, so not all the water comes out from the Dli. In view of the fact that the mouth, the opening of the Dli is very narrow. So a small quantity of water remains inside the Dli. So Mimele, and the Gimel again, for the same reason, the Gimel Lugin is constituted not only by the water that dripped out from the Dli, but also the rest of the water that still remained in the teich of the Dli. So Mimele, there is no commingling of Gimel Lugin. All right, that's the tupshot. But there is no machlekes. Asvuk vadli kishayim ben shleishalugin ben elim kintis tarif umen mayim advukim ben vichimu shina shleishas lukim ben lemitchanoflu because the rabbonon vikosha lahakvi solo. Now, we up to, now the Rosh.
The leilam kishayish b'mikve memso magim amayim adouke arei kichure amor or visitke amor or madvim lo kmo shehu dli arei l'teiri v'afilein b'fiyad b'kishverasaneit v'davke b'zman shadli tomek v'imigesh also tfile l'dli also nama l'kelem shebiseichei v'im l'itov al pirish v'im l'itov l'adli k'insho yitoyer v'lo yitzorich tfile b'mayim amorovim v'li mechol taru v'iz מים צורק שברס הנהיד הוא פורס מכאן לא עושה תפילו לי כלים שבשיחת לי ואנחנו מפורש לך מסטיסים וחיים הבקדש שליש הפיר שם יקבו יסתירים ואפילו השוב לפי שחשן ניסר והוא שניים הקשירים נעשה כמקווה אחות שאומר מסו ויוך שרשוב שנסחב להם ואפילו נסחב להם צוי לשוב אצלי כדי שנסחב עלי כושר לא נפסו בכך שער נסחב גם לכושר כדי שיורד השובים לסי השובים לסייך ותדע שהרי אף כששואו באמצע לא נפסלו הקשרים במה שנסחב לשואו על צבוסון ושוב יורד מן השוב מסייכון דוק אותו נעמי כבויס כמי שאויו פרי שהקשרים קשרים להקוויס עליהם ואי נתיים לפי שעל נתערובס ובאמשוך היום מסייכון לי דרש הוי שואו באמצע כמי שמאסיק מן הקשרים אינו מסער ויחד נשאר כמי שאויו הסבוק שבלויים בו גימולוגים ושנופלים בכניסה ומים הבלויים בי ימי עמיק וכן גלי שפיפצר ובגימולוג מים שובים ונופלים בכבל נופל כל המים שבשיחי but some water remained in the ground in the שולי of the דלי אלו ניסה ומעמיק ולא יפסלו שלא יאמרו אלו שלישי סלוגים שנופל ניסה וכולו ממי עמיק ו right now משנה הסיבה והטבע שבים, אם מדבילים בהן, אלא אם כן הויו ניקובים כשבר הסנאי. ניקובים כשבר הסנאי. Now, according to the Rambam, it means not דווקא ניקובים, there is a naked at the bottom. It means that as long as there is an opening, but an opening might be in the mouth, in the pair of the Sidotevo. So it's also mirroring.
According to the Tzemach Tzedek, the Raive Chita is that when the Raive doesn't say it explicitly, but this is how the Tzemach Tzedek understood the Raive. So the Raive Chita is that when does it say Nikum Shveras Aneid, it means if there is Mamish Anekev, if there is Mamish Anekev in the Siddur Teivah Mikdo. But suppose there is no Nekev, but the cover is taken off. And the opening, the mouth of the Siddur Teivah Mikdo is Shveras Aneid. So then the Tefillah is without a real Nekev. Reb Yudei may have Bichli Godla, but Vochi, Uvikotn Rube. So according to Rabbi Yude, if it's a kli godol, so then only when there is a nekev of abo tvochim and uvi kotn rube, im ho yosako ikupo matvilim bem kimoshei. Suppose you have a sack. So water penetrates through the material. So then, matbilim in Moshei, mipnei shamayin urovim. Hoyo nisunin tachas hatzinei, einom peislin, esa mikve, el matbilin eison, umaylin eison kidarkon. In other words, if the sack of the kupo is placed beneath the godah, beneath the tzineir, and the meikshomim run through the tzineir, and then they come down into the mikveh. So suppose you had a real kele beneath the tzineir, so then it would become shov. Mashei kemi beneath the tzineir, you don't have a real kele. But you have a sack of kupo, so mainly it cannot keep the water because it immediately goes out. So mainly it doesn't become shov. El matbil nison, and then he mentions something else. Umayli nison kidarkon. Umayli is a kidarkon. The halacha is that if you have a mikveh that has exactly memso, not more. And then you are tevel a kele. So the halacha is that you only can pick up the kele with the kele being inverted. Because if you pick up the kele not being inverted, so mimele, since the mikveh originally had only memso, and there is a little bit of water inside the kele, and if you pick up the kele, so that means that the mikveh does not have memso anymore. It has memso minus a masher, because there is a masher of water inside the kele. And then, so the moment you pick up the kele with the shalayim at the bottom, not inverted, so mele, that little bit of water that is in the kele, he shove, and then, so it is shove. So the only way not to pass the mikveh is when you take it out while the kele is still in water, you invert it. So mele, it doesn't become shove. Not so that water does not become shove, because you invert it while the kele is inside water. That's only true if you have to pick up a real kele. Mashenkin, if you have to pick up the sako kupo, so the mele, you can lift it kidalkon, because the water that is inside the sack does not become shov. Elomat binli, so mele is kidalkon, now the rap. Hasida atevo kelish bin shleitim umnochim sich likve is kosher und kine kum ich rasale dum yedu kodam lo yom so tosh ne kum ich rasale bi khli godel kim bati shot vachim yese di miute ave di ale vachim sag mit kim ale vachim vein aloch ich rab yude sag ki kupo salos und zum shlago ba klufin מד וילן כמי שאי, אם אין בים ולבוא ניקי וכשברס, הנה, שכולו מלאים נקרל ריקובים, ופתילי מים שבסייך הוא נגב המקווה, אין פייס לס המקווה, משומיים שובים, ומל נסו כדרכון, כי מקווה שיש בממסום עם צמצום איס, דאמרין אומרי כמון, דיקר וכסס של איר, כיוון שהגביע ספוסי מן המים, המים שבסייך הם שובים, וכיצת יעשה, If he has to lift it from me, mikvah that has memson mitzvami, mat bilim u'malim isam derech shaleyet, u'visak v'kupol echashinon, v'chshin amayin shem seichon, shuvim lifts us amik. Now we'll go over first the Mishneh to the Ram. Gistere shebe mikvah. Gistere means a keile that has a number of breaks in the keile. So v'hit will go as a keile. So we eat will boy sakili. So tiaro mitomos. So in other words, it still functions the gistere. It has some breaks, the gistere, but it still functions as and in other words, the rim of the keile. Let's say, suppose this is the keile. Suppose this is the keile, and suppose there's a break here, there is a break here, and then in that keile, so you put down, in that keile you put in small keile, and then you put it, you immerse it in the mikveh, and this is above the level of the water. So the svas, the svas of the keile is above the level of water. It's tiral mitumos. So the halacha is that the keile that you put inside the gistere is stoyed, becomes stoyed. But then once you lift up the keile, so then it becomes tummy again. Avoltimu al gaf klicheres. Why? Because normally, if you put small keile in the gistere, so then, and then when you lift up that gistere with the small keile, let's say the machten, it's in areas, so there is a lot of water, drops of water inside the keile. And since the gistere, there is no tfile ile for klichares, so since that gistere became tomei, so even though the gistere was immersed in the mikveh, but ain't tfile li klichares, the kelim, the machtim itinerius that you placed inside the gistere became toher, but the gistere itself did not become toher. Now klichares is mitamei liavire. So, in other words, so the moment now is mitame ichlin umashkin ba'aviron. It's not mitame keilin ba'aviron, because the klicheres is only klirishi. So it cannot be mitame keilin, because a keile can only be mikabutume, a keile in an odom can only be mikabutume from an av, not from a rishi. And the klicheres is a rishi. So, but there are drops of water in the gistere. So as long as the gistere was shokuai v'secha mayim v'secha mikveh, so memele, that mayim couldn't be mikabel tumi. But the moment you lift up the gistere, and the gistere has the machtim itinerius, and in addition it has drops of water. So those drops of water, even though originally they were drops of water in the mikveh itself, but the moment they become detached from the mikveh and they happen to be in the avin of the gistere, so these drops of water become tome, and then they are mitame. So mimele they are mitame the keili, because that's one of the yud ches dovo, that mashkim tmeim can be mitame keili. So he says, Gistere shebe mikvah v'bilbo esakeli im tiyaro mitomosu. So the keli the machti mitzneir is inside the istere became toya. But then when you lift it up, they become tomei al gaf klicheres, not directly from the klicheres, because the machti mitzneir is a keli, and the keli cannot be mikabel tomei from the aver klicheres. But there is mayim, there are drops of water, and the moment you lift it up, and it becomes, and these drops of water become detached from the mikveh, and they are in the avir. They are contained in the avir of that precheres, of that istere, so they become tomei. And they are in contact, and the machtimitz neheres touch these drops of water, the mashkim tmei. So they also become tomei. Avot tmei imal gav precheres. Im ho yu amayim, however, im ho yu amayim, so how can you avail yourself of the tefillah? So what's the purpose of being table in the gistere if the moment you lift it up, they become tummy again? So the easy way. Im ho yu amayim tzofim al gabo kol chein teirim. Suppose, let's say, you have the machtim tzeiris here, and you are immersed in the mikveh, and you're immersed in the mikveh, and there was water flowing over the gistere, over the whole klicheres. And while the water was still hovering, the water of the mikveh was still hovering over the gistere, so then he took out the machtimitz neiris. So the mele, then it's all right, the machtimitz neiris atoya, because as long as water hovers, the water of the mikveh hovers over the gistere, so that means these mayim, every drop of water is mechuba to the mikveh. So it cannot be mikabutume. It cannot be mikabutume from the fact, because of the fact that it's in the avir of the gistere, because it's mechuba to the mikveh. Every drop of water that is inside the gistere is like a drop of water in the mikveh itself. And memele, so the mashkim are not mayim. Since the mashkim not meim is yet, as long as the water hovers, is sofo al gabi agistere, so memele they couldn't be mitame, the mayim couldn't be mitame the machtimitz neiris. So if you take out the machtimitz neiris from the gistere, while the mayim of the mikveh is still sofo al gabov, so then it's there. Mayon are the same thing. Mayon ayeitzim natanu. Yo, rad vitov al biseche, hu toya, hu toya, viyod of tmeyeis. So, because mit rabbonon, so there is a loche that the yodayim can be mikabul tume, and odom can only be mikabul tume from an avatum, and odom. But yodayim, there is a special tume, that Yodayim can become Shnius L'tumei. So Memele, so because of the fact that Yodayim is in that Tanu, so Memele they become Tanu. Vim hoyu al gabov hum Yodov, af Yodov teiris. Now, Eirov mikvois kishishveres aneit. Beyuvio v'chalolo kishteyet zbois cheiris l'mkeinu. In other words, that Eruv Mikvois, in order to be Ma'arif, Shtei Mikvois Chaseiris, so if there is a Kesel, but there is a Nekef in that Kesel, so only if the Nekef in that Kesel is as large, like a circle that is drawn over Shtei Etzbois, it's these Shtei Etzbois. In other words, this is to be used as a diameter over which a circle is to be drawn. So in other words, this kind of a nekev, if it has the size of a circle that is drawn over these two fingers, so that's the kind of a nekev that can be mi'arev to mikvois. Now, you'll have to go over the Gemara in Gittin, the Tesis, the long Tesis. Now the sugya, hanitzig v'katafres dafte zayin omedale, hanitzig v'katafres umashke tefeach, in chivo lo yutum lo litare, that gemore dafte zayin omedale, and the long tesis. So, in that tesis, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Tam and the Ri. Because Tesis as Sikashe, here the Gemara says that Mashke Tefeach is Loi Hava Chibur. But Tefeach La Tefeach is a Chibur. Only Tefeach is no Chibur. Tefeach means it's moist, but there isn't enough water to moisten another spot. Bashe Tefeach La Tefeach means not only it's moist, this itself is moist. You could touch, you could moisten. With this moisture, you could moisten another spot. So there, this is a chibur. So from this Gemara, it appears after Zion that Tefeach Latviach is a chibur. And here the Mishnah says, Iluv Mikvois Kishveres Aleit. So in other words, much more than Tefeach Latviach. So Rabbi Netam Shita is that Iluv Mikvois Kishveres Aleit means that the Nekev has to be Kishveres Aleit. That the nekev has mishveras aleid. But mayim, let's say if you have two mikvois, here a mikveh and here a mikveh, and both, here is 20 so, here is 20 so, and you have a chasm between them, and then you have a nekev, the size mishveras aleid. So then they become mibchuber and yure, they call it rametam. But the water does not have to go through. In other words, the level of the mikveh does not have to reach up to here. The level of the mikveh. But the level of the mikveh has to reach only up to here. The level of the mikveh has to reach up to here. And as long as there is tefeach latfiach water connecting the two mayims, so then, there is chibur and yom. There is chibur and yom. Now, so what's the significance of the nekev? In other words, bishle, according to the reading, so it means yom tov shveras aleid. It means that that water has to reach here, the top of the nekev. So memele, there will be mayim kishveras aleid. But if the water reaches the level of the water in the mikveh, in the two mikvois on both sides, reaches only the bottom end of the nekev, so there won't be any mayim kishveras aleid going through. Just tefeach latviach, according to Rametam, it's good. According to Ri, it's not good. Now the shaila is, according to Rametam, so is we only need mayim up to here. That up to here. So what's the yiches? What's the significance of the nekev? What is it? What is it? Is it souvenir? I mean, what's the yiches? So the answer is, because as if there is a nekev kishveres aleid, so sometimes when the level of the water in the mikveh is raised, so you'll have mayim kishveres aleid going through. So since potentially, if you have a nekev, so potentially you could have an outlet of water, but right now the level of water goes up to here. But potentially there could be an outlet of water, so that's why it makes it mechuba miurim. Mashiikin, the nekev is less than Shveres Aleid, so even potentially there couldn't be an outlet of water between one mikveh and the other Shveres Aleid, so then it's not mechaber, it's not mechaber. Anyway, Rav Netam, so there is a machlekes between Rav Netam and the Ri. According to Rav Netam, the nekev has to be Shveres Aleid, but the mayim has to be only tefeach latviach. Mayim has to be only tefeach latviach. And even in Rav Netam, we have to explain it that way, in accordance with what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim says that Tefeach Latfiach is Ishiyo Chibur, and Shveres Aleid is Ishiyo in Yiruv, in commingling. So even Rav Netam, we have to explain it that way. In other words, in order that there should be, first of all, in order that the two mikvois should be Murev, not just mechuber. So the halacha is, there has to be a chibur in the mayim themselves. So mele, what shiur of mayim can be mechaber the two mayims. But in order to be considered meurev, so it is necessary that potentially at least, there should be a such a nekev that when the level of the water is raised, so there will be an outlet of water kishverasani. According to the he, however, there must be water kishverasani. So in other words, so the level in order that the two mikveh should be murev, so the level of the water in the mikveh must go up to the top of the neck. Sofik ishverasanei, sofik ishverasanei psulo, because it is sofik nidaraise, mipnei shimnateiro, vichein kazayis mnames, vikazayis mnavei mnaveilo, chadosh mnasheretz. So, suppose there is a sofik, whether it has the shi or not, so it's also tomei. V'chumrei. Now the Mishnah discusses something else. Kol she yamit kishiferes aneit, mimat. In other words, if you have two mikvois, each one is has chofso, and there is a kesel between them, and there is a nekev kishiferes aneit, then that nekev is mechaber the two mikvois into one. But suppose you have a nekev kishiferes aneit, and then you plug it up with something. So, kol sheyamit kishveres aneid is mimad. Whether it's for tzreireis, so they are mimai b'shiveres aneid, and they in hamikvois misar. So in other words, so then you don't have a nekev shveres aneid, because if part of that nekev is plugged up, is covered up with offer. Some mele, you have half of his shiveres aneid. Some mele, you cannot be mechaber to be kvoitz. Rav Shimon Gamliel meir, kol shehu mipri asamayim is toei. In other words, if the thing that is, suppose you have to be kvoitz chofso, and it's tight, and you have a kesel, and you have a nekev, and then you have, let's say, a certain kind of a fish, or the skin of the fish. It doesn't have to be the skin of the fish, like a shell, that originated in the water. So if that shell that originated in water covers up the nekev, so according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it is still toy. Because since it is briyose minamayim, so mimele, it is considered like mayim itself. So mimele, it's not mivatel the nekev. So the two mikvois are still considered mechut. Who says that? Rav Shimon Gamliel. But it's an ekami Israeli. Kol shiyami binofo bin Israeli. Binofo bin Israeli is bin yafkushim adum magdilim bimayim. You know, but we have to learn the whole thing.